This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What's so funny? Why, Friday Follies, of course, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode of Bells in the Bat-Free originally released November 26, 2021.
Hello and welcome to Bells in the Bat-Free. I'm your genial host, John Bell. Today, we are out and about. As you know, the federal government has declared that we all need to switch to electric cars. Brad, Arnie, and I are currently at an alternate power convention where inventors are displaying their ideas for cars that do not run on gasoline.
Yeah, we're currently looking at electric cars.
My car doesn't run on gasoline, Mr. Bell.
Oh, is it electric?
No, just a regular car.
But you said it doesn't run on gasoline.
Doesn't run on anything since I ran into that tree last week.
Guys, can we get serious?
No.
Fair enough. Let's go over here and look at this.
We interrupt this podcast for this breaking news. Jimmy Johnson, an inmate at the asylum for the criminally nice, has escaped. He was last seen helping a little old lady across the street in this area. He is considered unarmed and docile.
Oh, great. He'll be showing up later.
How would you know that, Arnie?
Yeah, Arnie, just because we heard that this guy escaped at the beginning of the episode doesn't mean we're going to actually run into him during this episode.
I guess you're right. What are the odds?
Yeah, so let's move on. Let's talk to one of these inventors. Excuse me, sir, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Johnny Gibson.
It's him! It's him!
No, the escape guy's name is Jimmy Johnson. I'm Johnny Gibson.
And tell us about your non-gasoline car.
Well, the car that I came up with is electric, but it doesn't use those really big, heavy batteries that could cause problems and overheat and that sort of stuff.
So what kind of batteries does your car run on?
Double-A batteries.
Double-A batteries?
Yeah, standard double-A batteries. You can get them at any drugstore.
How many batteries does it take?
6,432. But my car will go 65 miles an hour on the highway.
What kind of range are we talking about?
Well, I got a gas range at home. It runs on propane, but I don't know why you're asking.
I mean, how far can you go before the batteries run out?
About 200 miles.
Well, can you give us a demonstration? Can you start up the car and drive it around a little bit here?
No.
Why not?
Because I live 199 miles away, and I got to replace the batteries at this point.
Is that difficult to do?
Oh, no. But you gotta start by pumping all the batteries out of the car first, one at a time from those little slots they're in.
Which you're about to do.
Yeah, well, just stand right there and I'll have these old batteries out, the new ones in a jiffy.
Right.
I'll give you a demonstration. One, two, three. Now this one's stuck. Four.
Why don't we just,
Move along here.
Yeah, we'll come back to this later. And here's an interesting-looking car.
Hello, my name is Ginny Jumpkin.
It's him! It's him!
First of all, I'm a her, not a him.
Well, these days you can't.
Don't go there, Brad.
And next of all, I'm not Jimmy Johnson, I'm Ginny Jumpkin.
And what powers your car, Miss Jumpkin?
The most natural power of all, the wind.
Can you describe how it works?
Certainly. That would be a breeze.
Good, because I would be interested. Are you all right?
I think she made a funny.
Well, it blew right past me.
So, how does it work?
If you look on top of the car, there is a 30-foot-high wind turbine.
Oh, that's a permanent part of the car. I thought it was a decoration of some sort.
When you start driving, the wind resistance causes the turbine blades to spin, giving you electrical power.
Ooh, that's really cool. And the faster you go, the faster they turn. You're always creating energy.
Yes, it's perpetual motion.
What about going under bridges and overpasses?
Well, if you find you must go under a bridge or overpass, you turn this handy crank, and the turbine tower folds down behind you.
Ooh, I'd like to see that.
Very well. Let me turn the crank here.
See, it blew right past me. We're talking about wind.
It takes a bit of cranking there, doesn't it?
It's coming down.
You'd need a lot of advanced warning about overpasses and bridges, wouldn't you?
There's an app for that.
You see, wind blows and...
So do most of your jokes.
Why don't we mosey over that way and we'll come back and check this out later.
Good idea.
So I blew the joke, huh?
Okay, now that was funny.
What? What was funny? What? What did I say?
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, and see the most amazing non-gasoline, non-electrical vehicle.
Well, this should be interesting. Hello there.
Howdy, Bob. My name is Yanni Yimson.
It's him.
No, it's not that guy.
Oh.
It runs off a rubber band.
A rubber band?
You mean like toys where you wind up the rubber band and let it go?
Don't steal my idea.
I'm not going to steal your idea.
Better not steal my idea.
I'm not going to steal your idea.
It's going to make me a lot of money.
I may steal this idea.
You must have a pretty big rubber band.
It's 5 feet long and 1.5 inches thick.
Well, that reminds me of a joke.
Can it, Brad?
What's it made of?
It's made of the same material they use in aircraft tires.
And that would be...
rubber!
I didn't even see her.
I'm gonna make you wait outside, Brad.
Isn't that what regular automobile tires are made of, too?
No, it's made of conductive rubber. Automobile tires are made of 19% rubber, 24% plastic polymer, and the rest is steel, nylon, silica, and polyester.
Polyester?
Just like the suit you're wearing.
This car will never die!
Oh, yeah, she's been hibernating for 40 years.
I'm about to wind up the rubber band and take her for a spin. You want to watch?
How do you wind a rubber band that's 5 feet long and 1.5 inches thick?
That's part of the joke I was telling you about.
I use an industrial fan.
Oh, one of those huge fans.
Huh, something this show doesn't have.
And how does the fan wind the rubber band?
I shall give you a demonstration. I take the rubber band from the car and I stretch it out in this direction. Pull real hard on the rubber band. Loop it on the blade. Push the button that says high, then watch it start to braid. When it becomes all twisted up with potential energy, hook it back onto the wheels and let that car fly free. Hey, y'all, prepare yourselves for the rubber band. Fan! No gas or electric here, just the rubber band. When it's tight, you're ready to roll when the rubber band starts to unwind. So, would you like to take a ride on this indoor track?
Sure, let's go.
That sounds good. Everybody climb in.
Can I ask you a technical question?
Go ahead.
I see the rubber band attaches to those gears that spin really, really fast and connect to the wheels.
Uh-huh.
What do you call those gears?
Those are the spinners.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, naturally.
All right, here we go.
Are we moving yet?
It takes a second for the rubber band to get past the inertia.
We're not inertia, we're in convention hall.
Now we're picking up some speed.
We are?
What is your acceleration rate on this?
I can go from 0 to 60 in just 6 seconds?
Minutes.
Hours.
Maybe we should just walk.
This is no time for efficiency. We're making good speed now.
Making progress.
37, 38, 39, 40.
What do you think, guys?
Abandon ship!
Women and lawyers first!
I guess we could wander over here for a while, see what's going on.
Hi. My name is Jimmy Johnson.
It's him!
It's not him. The guy that escaped is named Jimmy Johnson. And, sir, what is your name?
Jimmy Johnson. It's me.
Told you it was him.
Nobody listens to us.
So, Mr. Johnson, you escaped from the asylum for the...
criminally nice, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to hold us all hostage?
Well, the word hostage starts with H-O-S-T, and I'd love to be your host.
Quick, someone call the cops. Call 911.
My goodness, would you like to use my phone?
Sure. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Here's a breaking news update. Oh, dear. Oh, I broke easily. Give me a second here, huh? Here is a broken but hastily repaired news update. Jimmy Johnson, the escapee from the asylum for the criminally nice, is holding hostages just outside the convention center. From all reports, things are getting intense.
The free pizzas are in that tent, and the free beverages are in that tent. Everybody, get intense.
Jimmy Johnson, this is the police.
Oh, yes, I know. You have such pretty uniforms.
Oh, well, yeah, thanks. We see that you are feeding your hostages. We think it's time to talk demands.
What an excellent idea. And what would they be?
What would What be?
Your demands. What is it you'd like?
Like? Hold on just a second.
Guys, do we have any demands?
My squad car could use washing.
The break room could use a good cleaning.
We ain't got no fresh donuts.
I hear you. I hear all that you want, and I'll take care of them all.
Johnny, you gotta give up.
Wait a minute. He hadn't given in to our demands yet. I'm not cleaning the break room.
I don't arrest nobody till I get my fresh donuts.
Jimmy, are your hostages okay?
Everybody okay? Everybody's doing just fine.
Sarge, are we sure this is a hostage situation?
Attention, hostages! Are you being held against your will?
Yes!
Pass more pizza this way.
Gee, guys, what are we going to do about this?
I've got one idea.
I know what you're thinking.
I'd do anything for my fresh donuts.
Then we're agreed.
Attention, Jimmy Johnson! We, the police, surrender! We are going to come over and join your hostages.
You've been listening to Bells in the Bat Free, episode 283, copyright...
Wait, Mr. Bell, not yet.
What? Wait, why?
Look, Mr. Bell, all the alternately powered cars are parading by!
Oh, yeah, there's Johnny Jimson in his AA car.
I got all the batteries in. Oh, nuts, I forgot to attach the little plastic cover there.
There's Johnny Jimson in his rubber band car.
Time up, take 6 miles an hour! Woohoo!
And what's that sound?
It's a wind-powered car!
It's chopping up trees and power lines!
Everybody run for your lives!
Hello, everybody! I'm saving the planet!
Copyright 2021 by John Bell Creative, LLC.
We're going to Golden Arches.